Luck on Sunday, brought to you by Whirlpool. Bet with the world.
Our next guest has made very, very few mistakes when it comes to preparing horses for the Cheltenham Festival. He's Henry de Bromhead. Henry, good morning.
Morning. How are you?
Really well. I mean, there's always this great excitement when you actually see the final field for the first day of the Cheltenham Festival. And I suppose that the key contender, of horses that could have had multiple options in the opening race is your Slade Steel. And you've jumped the 2 mile way. What was your final thought process?
Sure. I think, as we'd said, Ballyburn, you know, he's beaten us a couple of times. So our view was we're probably better to avoid him anyhow. And we look like either trip is fine, you know, for us. So we said we'd go for the Supreme, yeah.
And I'm contemplating this week, and we know that Willie Munders is going to have a stack of winners, and we know Gordon's going to have a few, and we hope that you're going to get stuck in as well. You do seem to have the way of getting horses to move forward at the right time. And I was wondering the extent to which you leave a little bit more in the tank off the back of, say, the Dublin Racing Festival with a view to Cheltenham in mind.
Yeah, look, we try and have them peaked for here. So, yeah, like you're trying to win everywhere, obviously. Mm. But, the guys have so much strength and depth. We need to pick our fights or our battles, and a lot of our clients love to go to Cheltenham, including ourselves as well. So, yeah, we try and have our best foot forward there, but we'll see. We'll see.
Quilixios in the Arkle is a horse that hasn't taken all that many headlines, but he's got quite a decorated CV as things stand. How big a player do you think he is?
Oh, look, he did nothing wrong the other day. In fairness to him, he did nothing wrong all season. We sort of got it wrong there. We went 2.5 his first run back, and he won. And then we had him in the 2 mile and the 3 mile at Punchestown, and we opted for the 3 mile, which obviously was a big mistake. And so, in fairness to him, he's done little wrong. So, yeah, we went back to 2 miles at Nace, and he was really good. Yeah, he jumped brilliant and galloped really well, over that trip. Obviously, he's a Triumph Hurdle winner. So, we're happy with him.
Yeah, I mean, given the fact that you were even entertaining options over a much longer trip, should that tell us that if this is a real burn-up, he will be finishing this race very strongly?
Yeah, he seems to stay well over 2 miles. Obviously, he won his beginners over 2.5. So, you'd hope so. You'd hope so, yeah.
Henry, I noticed that Jungle Boogie's not declared for the Ultimate. Are you planning to run him in the Gold Cup?
Yes. Yeah, we are. Yeah, we've just said he's sort of slightly unknown. And, he's put in some great performances through his career, so we just feel he's entitled to have a go, and he's 10 now, so we said we'd give it a go.
But this isn't a complete shot in the dark, I'm guessing. I mean, you've won Gold Cups with more than one horse. You're not going to run one if you think he's going to pootle around the back, are you?
No, we hope not. I mean, there's unknowns. He was very good in Tremore. Obviously, his previous form was very strong as well. He was very good in Tremore. He looked like he stayed really well. And, the trip's a bit, it is unknown, but you've got to take these chances and see. He's a high-class horse, you know. So, I mean, he wasn't even beaten that far by El Fabiolo over 2 miles. So, his first run back for a long time. So he's just a high-class horse. Whether he's 3.25 miles in the Gold Cup, we'll find out on Friday.
You're loaded in the Mayor's Race, a race that you love, obviously. And Rachel is in Honeysuckle's colours on Tell Me Something Girl. Was it clear-cut for you that that's the way she'd go?
Not at all, no. I only rang her there now. Just I tried to leave it. I try not to annoy her too much, so I just rang her there now, and I really didn't know which one she was going to go for. Thankfully, we had Jack for the one she wasn't riding, and So everyone was happy with that. So, yeah, look, she's obviously, she was going very well when she got brought down a couple of years ago. She had a lovely run the other day. She seems in mighty form. But the other two ladies, I mean, Lantry ladies, done nothing wrong. Obviously might lack a little bit of experience, but she's done nothing wrong. And Hispanic Moon was brilliant, two out of her three runs. Yeah, she's done a little wrong as well.
You've got a horse called Nara in the Boodles. You're going to have to enlighten me a little bit.
Yeah, she won. She won a three-year-old hurdle in France, and yeah, look, she ran okay. She, you know, hoping for an improvement on ground, with ground, a bit nicer ground, hopefully. Yeah, we'll see.
I mean, does she strike you as a pretty talented horse on what you can see at home?
Yeah, she's a lovely filly. Yeah, absolutely. You know, whether she has the experience for this kind of race, we'll see. But she's in off a nice mark, and you know, worth having a go.
Okay, and onto Wednesday, Henry. You've got at this stage Monty Star in the Brown, an intended runner.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, hopefully he travelled over there yesterday, so apparently he was fine this morning. So yeah, that's the plan.
Okay, how do you think he'll get on?
I hope good. Yeah, look, he stays really well. Touch wood, he jumps well. He didn't show up last year in the Albert Bartlett at all. Neither of ours did. They both gave each other a hard enough race at Clonmel a couple of weeks before that, or well, about a month before that, and I think it just took the edge off both of them. So we purposely just said we'd have a couple of runs and go there straight. Indo did the same. So yeah, happy with him. Form looks good, and we'll see to what level. Yeah.
Every Tom, Dick and Harry has tipped Captain Guinness to run a big race in the Champion Chase at a bit of a price. Are you amongst them?
Yeah, look, yeah, you know me, I'm always pessimistic. You know, I'd be concerned about, obviously, his heart issue, his atrial defibrillation at Christmas. But he ran a lovely race the last day. I think he gained confidence throughout the race. Obviously, he ran really well last year. I mean, he's in great shape. Apparently, he was walking there this morning at Cheltenham, full of himself. He's in really good shape. He ran a cracker last year, you know. So just that hiccup, unfortunately, is quite a big one at Christmas. But it was good he came back. And, you know, everything's been good since. Mm. He passed every test the vets put him through. The IHRB were happy, our vets were happy, and his heart specialist was happy. So yeah, we can't do any more than we have, and he seems ungrateful.
I suppose the key question for Wednesday is Manella Indo up to his normal tricks at Cheltenham? Is he kicking his box down and, you know, kicking and biting everyone and generally being a hooligan?
Yeah, it doesn't normally start till about tomorrow, so I'll tell you that.
OK. To what extent is that likelihood of very soft ground on the cross country an issue?
It's not it's a negative, definitely. Yeah, it is. He's definitely better on nicer. So look, we'll see what we're playing with on Wednesday.
But does he seem like he still loves the job?
Yeah, he loves it. Yeah, he does. I mean, you only have to look at his run at Punchestown back in October. You know, that was a savage run. The ground got a bit soft there at Down Royal, and then he had a lovely run in the cross country on pretty testing ground that day, to be fair. You know, it's slightly different with the cross country. They're going a gear slower. It's still very competitive, but it's not a Gold Cup, so we'll see.
Envoy Allen's looking to back up in the Ryanair, and indeed if he wins, the owners will have won the last four editions of the race. Sort of wonder, not a forgotten horse, obviously, but I do wonder whether he's a slightly underwritten horse going into the race. Do you think he's got to do much more than he did last year for the same result to occur?
I thought he was very good last year. So, look, if we can get him there the same as last year, hopefully he'll be bang there. After that, who knows? You know, really, Banbridge looks very impressive. And look, I won't list them all, but, you know, there's plenty in it, obviously. So all we can do is get him there as well as we possibly can. If that's good enough, great.
You're pretty loaded in a lot of these handicaps as well. I know it's tough to win Cheltenham handicaps 2 years on the spin, but Mascada was awfully good last year and you hadn't had the horse very long at that point. Do you go in with similar sort of confidence this time?
I'd say so, yeah, probably a little bit more because she didn't have a great prep for last year. Now, she's obviously up a few pounds, but I suppose if you take a line through, you know, Blue, she's, you know, she beat a very good mare, giving her weight, and now she's rated up around 160. So, yeah, look, she's in good form. I was slightly disappointed with her at Naas. Whether that real testing ground found her out or not, I'm not sure. Or I might have been trying to force the pace with her a little bit. So hopefully she'll have a good pace like last year, and maybe that's what she needs.
And I'm sure everybody will be screaming at me that I've missed the obvious one and what have you. But I don't want to keep you all morning. Are there horses that I haven't mentioned that you think warrant some attention or warrant more attention?
I hope so. Yeah, you know, there's a few there. Like, the funny thing is people ask you to name, give them a horse or whatever. But the crazy thing is everything we're sending there, we think, has a real good chance. Obviously, there's going to be disappointments along the way, but... you know, you're hoping they're all going there with good chances, and then it's how things pan out for us. Yeah, look, there's plenty there in handicaps, and I'm trying to think myself, to be honest, what else is there.
But well, you've got Dancing on My Own and Popova and Gabby's Cross and Arctic Brazil and Life in the Park and all sorts.
Yeah, all with chances. You know, some it'll depend on ground. You know, some will prefer better, some will prefer softer. But yeah, we'll see.
Luck on Sunday, brought to you by Whirlpool. Bet with the world.